seconds left. Virginia beat the press and threw a long pass down the court to Darian Atkins, and he slammed it rather aggressively and did a chin-up. He got a technical. I thought it was pretty Bush League by the referee to give him a technical in that situation. The guy's a senior. The game was obviously over, and it just – there was a reason Tony Bennett glared at that ref. And that,
it was a little bizarre because I've seen guys offend that rule a lot worse than what Darian did in that situation. It is what it is. So.
But let's give Darian high five. 16 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 blocks, and 2 steals. Let me tell you something. That's a line.
Well, and he clearly is their best interior defender. We sort of knew that going into the season that he was going to be in that role. The thing that has really been special about his senior year is how he's developed as an offensive player and a guy that Virginia has gone to frequently in big situations. You made reference the other day against the Florida State. Was it the Florida State game where Brogdon and Prontes both went out of the game?
Yeah.
And the next 2 Virginia possessions went to Darian, and he got 2 buckets, a critical juncture in the game that allowed Virginia to survive and beat the Seminoles in Charlottesville.
Well, you know something else, basketball fans, young and old alike, you might take note of the fact that Darian Atkins came from the Landon School. That is not necessarily known as one of the basketball powerhouses. It is not DeMatha, you know. And Tony Bennett and Jason Williford and Richie McKay and Ron Sanchez, they developed and helped Darian Atkins achieve the growth in his game. And let me tell you something. You might see something really special in these coming weeks from Darian Atkins, because now he knows not only does he belong, but that he has achieved. And when an athlete accomplishes that, You take all the pressure off, and he's just liable to go off.
Well, that's a good segue to our next guest, because I think the one thing that's clear is Coach Bennett and his staff have a very good idea of what they're looking for, and we're joined now by Chris Horn, the Sabre recruiting analyst. Chris joins us often for football recruits. We're going to talk a little basketball recruiting tonight, Chris. We appreciate you taking a couple of minutes to call in.
Thanks, guys, for having me. I appreciate it.
So talk to us a little bit about basketball recruiting. Do we have some guys that can shoot it?
Yeah, I think so. They're coming in the class of 2016 in particular. So they're currently high school juniors, and they verbally committed, but they'll be able to sign officially with UVA in November, and then enroll. They'll be first-year freshman players in the 2016 season, definitely guys who can shoot. There's and actually all 3 of them can shoot. One of them is 6'10", Sasha Kalea Jones out of Virginia Episcopal School in Lynchburg, which is coached by another great shooter, Curtis Staples, former UVA, obviously great shooting guard there. But Sasha again, 6'10". He's got a legitimate touch out to the 3-point line, a legitimate range out to the 3-point line. Has got a really good looking mid-range jumper. Had the opportunity to see him play earlier this season, and of course, granted, it's just one game. But again, looks to have a very nice polished offensive game, a nice looking stroke, and definitely was comfortable stepping out and making the jumper. And he, 6'10", still has a long way to go with strength-wise and things like that, but you could definitely see a lot of potential there. He was a kid who committed actually on January 1st, so he rang in the new year in style with a commitment to UVA. He was getting some looks from Duke and North Carolina, but they hadn't offered yet. He liked UVA's pursuit that they made him a priority last summer. And he really liked that and felt like UVA was a good fit. Ty Jerome is a 6'4", combo guard out of, New York, Iona Prep in New York. He's a guy that, from everything you read about him, his basketball IQ, and this is something that's similar with a lot of Tony Bennett's recruits, their basketball IQ is very high. In addition, of course, to high character guys, and he kind of fits that mold. 6'4", he definitely seems like he's getting stronger. Strength was an issue. You know, you look at him and he's not not a player necessarily that you see, and he's not going to wow you with his athletic ability. So he's an average athlete, but he's got a very high IQ, and he can really shoot it from the three, and he's just a crafty kind of a player just from the things that I've seen. He knows IQ, knows what he's doing out there, knows how to get to the spots that he's good at getting to, as a good passer, a good ball handler, a good kind of all-around guard. Again, not a great athlete, but a guy who UVA, Sonny Bennett really seemed like he really, really wanted him to be part of the class, and he was actually the first commitment in the 2016 class. And then finally, Kyle Guy, he's a 6'3 combo guard out of Indianapolis. So UVA was able to pry him away from Purdue, Butler, Indiana, those schools, in-state schools. He committed to UVA last October. Just didn't really expect to really like Virginia as much as he did, and he took a visit last October, loved it, and went ahead and committed. He's a guy that is not as big as Jerome, but he's a guy that he's an underrated athlete. He can get up, he can dunk it, he can get by you, he can get to the basket, but he can also really shoot it. And that's one thing that stands out about him. Certainly, definitely needs to add strength. But in all three of these guys, these are guys who can definitely shoot it and put up some points.
We are speaking with Chris Horn of the Saber. Chris, this is Frank. Thank you for joining us tonight. Kyle Guy, there was a late rush by Carolina and Duke to try to get back in there at the very end when they heard that he was getting ready to make a decision. And it was relayed to me through some sources that the coach for Kyle Guy said to the Carolina and Duke people, "It's too late, boys. He's made up his mind. He's going to Virginia." And they both were like shocked that he pulled the trigger that quickly.
Yeah, well, I think in terms of Kyle, I know Kalea Jones is kind of perhaps a similar, not many people were expecting him to make a decision as early as he did. But with Kyle, I remember speaking with him before he made the trip out to UVA, and he was talking about committing, this upcoming summer, maybe in the fall, taking some visits. So he definitely did not seem to be in a rush, but when he got out to UVA, he just meshed with Tony Bennett. That was a big, Coach Bennett was a big reason why he committed. He loved UVA, felt like it was a great fit. And, all these guys seem, Guy and Kalea Jones, Ty Jerome seems certainly excited about his commitment. But, Sasha Kalea Jones and Kyle Guy, both of those guys have really been active for UVA and getting out on the recruiting trail and getting out there and trying to help finish off this class this 2016 class in strong fashion. So that definitely tells you that these guys are extremely solid and excited about their commitments.
And let's back up a second. We jumped over the class of 2015. As everyone knows, Darian Atkins is the only senior on UVA squad this year. So there was one spot to fill. And tell us about this young man from the Northeast.
Jared Reuter. So he's another low post prospect. He's not, Darian Atkins is obviously a terrific athlete for his size, especially for his size. So quick off the floor and everything. And Jared Reuter is a 6'8", big, kind of bruising type of player. 6'8", 245 pounds. He's a skilled offensive player, and he's really, really good passer. That's kind of his strength, I think, on the offensive end. But he's also got some pretty good moves. He's a guy like kind of like Jerome when I was speaking earlier about not a great athlete, but a good high IQ basketball player. That's kind of the same thing with Jared Reuter, and he's going to have some adjustments, I think, defensively for UVA. And he's admitted that he feels like that's going to be his biggest transition. But once he gets to UVA and gets in better shape, obviously with Mike Curtis and learns the defensive system, I think when he gets here, I think he'll be an asset. He's tough to move out of those low blocks. I think he'll be an asset, getting some rebounds down low. And again, I mentioned he's a skilled offensive player, so I think he'll be able to contribute pretty well offensively, passing, whether it's passing or doing some scoring. But in terms of, defense may take a little bit of time to adjust, but definitely UVA scouted You know, they wanted a low post player in the 2015 class, which they only had that one scholarship, and he was one of a handful of guys that they were looking at, and they, you know, Coach Bennett saw enough from him that that's who he wanted, and Reuter wanted to go to UVA, and so as soon as UVA kind of made that push, he was right there ready to commit. So obviously, kind of UVA really likes, and a big bruising guy. I think the people will understand what I'm talking about when they see him arrive on grounds this coming summer.
Sounds good. Always good to have a banger out there. But but Chris, as always, we appreciate your insights and your contribution here tonight. And I'm sure we will be back in touch. We'll be probably talking football recruiting again before too long. But we thank you for your time tonight.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it as always.
Thank you, Chris.
Chris Horn from the Sabre. We're going to go to our final break. We're not going to the final break. We got a couple of minutes. Frank is having a heart attack over here.
We're not going to waste 4 minutes here, Hobbo.
Well, we wouldn't waste them. We would have the break and then come back and have. We'd give Chris Sill the time he needs.
All right, let's go. All right, let's talk. Let's talk about this team. And
that's why we got to videotape this broadcast.
This is why we can never TV.
If anyone can see Frank right there, he almost had a heart attack flailing his arms. Yeah. Well, it was great.
Jim's right on top of the clock as usual. All right. So Virginia against Syracuse tonight. This game has some challenges for the Wahoos because they haven't seen a lot of zone this year. And sometimes when they've seen the zone, it's caused problems. So Hobbo, how does Virginia break down the Syracuse zone?
I think they got to get into a middle, a 2-3 zone. You attack it with a odd man front, 1-3-1. I even like the idea of flashing Brogdon into the foul line once in a while. Get him the ball where he could turn face up, maybe put it on the floor, get it to the rim, distribute it to the perimeter. Inevitably, though, against the zone, you want to try to – you don't give up on scoring on the interior, but I think Virginia is going to have to make some shots tonight. So people like London Perantes, who shot the ball extremely well the other day, obviously Malcolm, Evan Nolte, hopefully the shot he knocked down the other day will give him a little confidence. Mariel Shayok, he's a guy that can come in and make a three-point basket. And even Devin Hall, you know, down in Winston-Salem, Devin, I was impressed. He went up with that left-hand jump shot and knocked one down from the perimeter. You know, Devin's had a number of plays where he's taken the ball to the rim aggressively, but it was good to see him to make a jump shot as well. Now, the good news is, you know, obviously who's the guard for Syracuse that shoots the three so well? His name is escaping me at the moment.
Cooney.
Trevor Cooney. But otherwise, Syracuse is really an interior offensive team, and I think Tony's pack line defense, Virginia's going to have to stay focused on Cooney, but otherwise I think Syracuse could also have a difficult time scoring against Virginia's defensive scheme.
No two ways about it. The crowd at Syracuse is going to be rabid tonight because they know there's no postseason.
Right, and it is.
It's their senior night. And so there's a lot at stake for them in terms of finishing strong. And they've got a player that they are very proud of. This Raheem Christmas is a ball player and will play in the NBA. So they're going to be up. The question is, don't you think Virginia has to get an early lead and take that crowd out of it tonight?
Well, you'd like to get a good start. And the other thing, you got to rebound the basketball. Virginia is a team that is extraordinarily they do a terrific job, particularly defensive rebounding. So you cannot allow Syracuse to get offensive rebounds because that's the one area where if a team gets an offensive rebound, oftentimes the defense is out of position, and that's where Syracuse might be able to kick it out on the perimeter to Cooney, and he could knock down some threes. So Virginia's just going to have to, you know, another blue-collar, hard-nosed defensive game tonight, and hopefully the Cavs can find a way to score enough points to win.
All right, we're going to jump to our last break prior to the Olympic Sports Report. Foss home team coming up. And Chris Sill, he's just chomping at the bit. Stay with us. Who's talking?